We're here at the 2011 Southern Peanut Growers Conference in Panama City Beach. With me is Malcolm Broom, who is with the Mississippi Peanut Growers. And Malcolm, the state of Mississippi is kind of the new kid on the block here. You just started, became a part of this group just a couple of years ago. How's it worked out for you?
It's been excellent. It worked at our advantage a lot, and it's gave us contacts with a lot bigger audience of peanut growers and sponsors and vendors, and that's helped us a lot, and we've been just tickled to death to be a part of it.
Well, how is the season looking right now in Mississippi for your growers?
We're in better shape, I think, than some spots, but we still, like everybody across the southeast, some places getting almost too much rain, and in other spots not having quite enough. But finally got all the peanuts planted. Some of them were 2 or 3 weeks late from the ideal planting time. But we've got all the peanuts planted, and they're pretty well up. Biggest complaint, I think, is we did have some stand loss. We've got some fields that's been rated about 70% of stand, but peanuts will compensate some for that. So I guess at this stage of the game, we'd be happy to say we're satisfied. We could use some more water. Most areas of the state averaging 6 or 8 inches below their normal rainfall, but that's not unusual. But I think the heat's playing a bigger factor. We've had a lot of heat indexes over 105 degrees, so put that with a little low water. But most areas of the state have had some. There's just some spots that are still a little bit dry. But we do have the crop up and growing, and been proud to get what rain we've got.
All right. Well, good. Tell me a little bit more, Malcolm, about the peanut business in Mississippi. How big is the peanut industry? How many growers you have? How big is it?
We've got about 120 farms that grow peanuts from 100 or so acres on up to a couple that's over 1,000. Generally averaging 18,000, 20,000 acres. We have one buying point that has been established in the state, and that's the only one we have. That's by the Birdsong family. And then most of the other peanuts are grown kind of up and down the eastern side of the state next to Alabama, so it's not a real big problem to truck the peanuts to the buying points in Edge, Alabama. But we're beginning to see some growth now that's tying across from where Louisiana and Arkansas bump up to Mississippi. So we're hoping we'll get some more infrastructure to move in the next year or two. And with the price of peanuts like they are, I'm having folks talk to me about that are interested in maybe planting more peanuts this next year. And I think maybe the cotton excitement has kind of blown over. So we're hoping to see the industry grow and get on up another 10, 15,000 acres in the next 2 or 3 years.
Very good. Well, it's a pleasure talking to you, Malcolm, and I know we'll be seeing more of you here. And here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference in Panama City Beach, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.